All right, welcome back in. Raheel and Dell on ESPN 97.5. A lot of you follow Gary Vee on Twitter, so you know about how he's empowering people. And a couple years back, he's like, wait, how come athletes aren't getting this love on social media and great deals? Why not create an agency that focuses not only on the sports side, but on the marketing side and enabling these guys and making sure they're set? Because the NFL average, career expectancy is, between 3.5, 4 years. And I found that fascinating. Reached out to Vayner Sports, and joining us now is the executive VP, Justin Giangrande. Did I say your last name correctly, Justin?
You did. There you nailed it, my man.
Giangrande, Ramsnali, both Italian last names.
We got a lot of vowels in there, but we're making it happen.
How you doing, man? Welcome to the show for the first time. How's everything going?
Good, man. Really appreciate you guys having us on, and just really excited about what we got going on over here at Vayner Sports.
Yeah, so tell us a little bit more about Vayner Sports before we get to your 2018 class. Give us some background on Vayner Sports and how it got started.
Yeah, man. It's kind of a crazy story, but obviously with Gary and his brother AJ's history of growing VaynerMedia, they've always had a huge passion for sports. So, a couple years ago, they got connected with my current partners, Luke Williams and Brian McLaughlin, who had a small sports agency. And a lot of people don't know this, but it actually got started all through social media. Gary Vee was wearing a Walter Powell jersey, and Walter was a client of Brian McLaughlin and Luke Williams, former agency Symmetry Sports, and someone tagged Gary at the game wearing his jersey, and literally they had a Twitter exchange, and less than a year later, Vayner Sports came to be. So, the reason Vayner Sports is here and kind of the ethos of it is kind of funny. That's how it all started. So, just the thought process, Gary and AJ, serial entrepreneurs, took a look at the landscape in sports and really felt that, given everything they had accomplished and their access, that they could really bring a lot more value to these players off the field as well. So we feel like we can kind of do both sides of the aisle, and it's been a pretty pretty interesting ride so far.
And how, like going into this, because, us being around athletes and seeing some of their deals or marketing deals, it's a lot of traditional media, and it feels like, a lot of agencies focus on the traditional media. You guys are changing this, and you're going, hey, there's a lot of money to be had for these clients and for these guys, where social and trying to get some of these companies that are online, trying to get those deals done, is that how you differ from a lot of other agencies now?
Yeah, I think we're very fortunate. We kind of have 3 points. Gary being the polarizing figure he is and having such a large presence in all these, emerging companies and brands look to him for guidance. There's a constant influx of companies that want to work with Vayner Sports because of, Gary's ability to kind of help give them some guidance, but, also leaning on the VaynerMedia core competencies of content creation. We're able to go to these smaller companies and say, hey, don't just use our athletes for an endorsement deal, but by the way, here's the concept, here's the athlete, we'll create the content, and you can do it for all one price. And, they have the confidence because of the abilities of VaynerMedia's history to be able to do that. Additionally, obviously, I don't know for the viewers who, listeners who don't know, but VaynerMedia, works with some of the biggest Fortune 500 brands on their content creation and overall marketing strategy. So, you kind of have those, and then you bring, I've been doing sports marketing on my own for 10 years. And so I'll tell you this, it's a lot easier with Vayner Sports behind you and Gary Vee. But, I had my own brand relationships, but kind of going back to what I just said, it traditionally was me reaching out and saying, hey, I have these athletes. What do you want to do with them? I think our approach is we think our clients that we have make sense for you and your brand to do this campaign. And I think it's being a little more direct and a little kind of cutting through the clutter, if that makes sense.
Part of following an athlete or even just following sites that kind of monitor athletes is seeing a tweet or something on Instagram that kind of raises an eyebrow. Do you guys have media training for your clients? Is that something you guys kind of make sure they understand what something they write on Instagram or Twitter could mean for their brand?
Yeah, absolutely. We have in-house social that works and monitors what they're doing, but also kind of giving them some guidance. A lot of other agencies or just in general kind of implore where they take over the player's social. One of the things I've learned kind of becoming a part of Vayner Sports was that, you know, Gary really believes that you have to be authentically you on social. So, you know, creating content and pretending you're the actual athlete is not our motto. We let the athletes actually be the athlete and just kind of encourage them to do more. But yes, at the same time, we also, you know, monitor and give them some training of, you know, how to be you without offending or alienating any groups.
We got Justin Giangrande, Executive VP of Vayner Sports. You can follow them on Twitter and Instagram, Vayner Sports, and you can see the entire class. Let's talk about this new class that's going to be joining you, the 2018 core. Tell us about some of the standouts there.
Yeah, man, we're super excited. Kind of, you know, for us, last year we had one draft pick, and we had only started the agency a couple months previously, and I actually wasn't even on board then yet. But, you know, to go from one to eight, we believe we have eight guys that are going to get drafted this year in such a quick span, you know, leading off kind of with our guy Josh Jackson, who I'm sure you guys have been monitoring, looking at some of these boards. You know, he's potential top 10 player, cornerback out of Iowa, just super talented, gets his hands on the ball and just has a knack for finding it. So, you know, we're super excited for him. He's a Dallas kid, and so, you know, just really interesting with him being in the draft and Dallas, you know, hosting the draft this year. You know, we're really intrigued just in general. We have Devonta Lampkin, defensive tackle from Oklahoma. I'm sure you guys saw him, you know, play in the national championship. You know, super big, he's about 340, 6'5", and super athletic. Had originally, you know, planned on going to University of Texas and then transferred to Oklahoma. And then, you know, we had Christian Campbell, cornerback, Penn State, was just down there at the Senior Bowl, had probably one of the best weeks of all the players down there. And also Isaac Yiadom, Boston College cornerback as well, you know, one of the fastest risers down there. So, you know, we're just really, really excited about some of these guys. Who else do we have? Kyle Allen, Houston QB, yep. You know, one of the highest-ranked guys coming out of high school into college and, you know, overall, transferred, had a really good freshman season at Texas A&M, ended up going to Houston, and ultimately just decided it was time for him to kind of get into the NFL. Feels like he's more of a prototypical NFL quarterback and find a system. So he's out here trading with Jordan Palmer and Sam Darnold and, you know, Josh Allen and going toe-to-toe with these guys every single day out here in Orange County. So, man, overall, you know, we're super excited about our class. You know, we have Michael Badgley, the kicker from Miami. He was a Senior Bowl kicker, had a really good week down there. And, you know, one more I'm missing here, DJ Reed, Kansas State cornerback, you know, had an amazing season. He's a junior. He's a Mr. Playmaker, you know, punt returner, kick returner, fearless the competitor on the field. So cornerback lockdown. So just so many guys that we're really, really excited about overall.
You mentioned Michael Badgley. Now, Miami guys in the past, whether it be Santana Moss or Sean Taylor and others, have cut their hair to present an image to the guys who might be their employers, just to say, hey, I'm this guy, you want me on my roster. Has anyone talked about Badgley's mullet? Have you guys gotten to him about cutting his hair?
Well, you know, the funny thing is, actually, I think that's one of the reasons we signed the guy. You know, he's not afraid to be himself. And I mean, have you guys seen his hair? The flow he has going on is just.
Yeah, I'm a Canes. I'm a Canes fan, so I know all about his hair. I followed him for four years. Man,
I mean, you know, we think that, you know, we list that as one of the perks of when you sign him, is that, you know, the whole crew. I mean, as a matter of fact, you know, any brands listening, we're looking for a hair, you know, a hair care company.
That would work.
Provia, you guys, you know, feel free to contact me. But no, we're super excited. You know, he's you know, it's very interesting to work with a kicker and to believe he's so marketable. You know, he's kind of got his own swag to him. And I think in the kicking position, you kind of need that confidence overall, right? You need to be able to, you know, mentally, you know, be yourself. So, no, there's no conversations of cutting the hair. We're all for it. Obviously, if there's an NFL team that is, you know, we'll cross that hurdle when we get to it.
Back to just your overall way you do things. We hear about players always vetting agents to try to figure out what fits them. What's the process for you guys vetting particular players and how they fit what you guys want to do?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, because you hear of how much we want to do for guys off the field, you know, we have three great NFL agents, you know, 30 years of NFL contract negotiating experience. You know, I listed off Mook Williams and Brian McLaughlin, but we have Tommy Sims, who played defensive back at University of Tennessee, was a captain of the team, and I think can really relate to a lot of these guys on the day-to-day. But, for us, it is finding a guy who understands that, we want to help them with post-career opportunities. We want to get them internships in the off-season. We want to start making them think about what life feels like after football. I heard you say it was 3 to 4 years earlier when you were, sadly, honestly, it's only 2.6 is the average NFL career. And it's kind of interesting when we go in and pitch, we actually call that out from day one, where I feel like a lot of other agencies kind of hide that or try to tell each client that they're going to be the greatest player ever. Instead, we embrace it and say, look, if you're going to go with anyone, look, Vayner's, we got the agents. We got unbelievable marketing that we don't think anyone can compete with us. You got two serial entrepreneurs in Gary and AJ that their reach is, you can't even imagine it. If anything does go wrong in your career, who you're aligned with from day one is going to be really important. And we tell them, whether your career is 2 years or 20 years, we're your partners. You signed with us, not just for NFL, but it's basically your life. It's kind of almost a little Vayner guarantee. And so, for us, when you said, does someone have to align? Absolutely. They have to see the value in that. And if they don't see the value in that, they're probably not the client for us. As you know, some guys just want to keep their head down and only focus on football, and that's fine. But for us, we got so much energy and resources to give that we want the guys that want a little bit more for themselves off the field.
Got Justin Giangrande joining us on the Raheel and Dell Show on ESPN 97.5. He's the executive VP at Vayner Sports. And, it was Super Bowl week right here. There's going to be a lot of events happening. You guys have one coming up, right?
Yeah, man. Something I'm super excited about. We have an event that's kind of an awards presentation for, I don't know if anyone saw, but Entrepreneur Magazine last week listed the most entrepreneurial athletes, both current and former and retiree pros who have really taken their off-field abilities and, or sorry, their on-field abilities and kind of, done the same off-field and been entrepreneurs. So this Thursday at Super Bowl, we are going to have, 250 guests, 50 executives, and, 50 athletes who are, all entrepreneurs. And basically Gary is going to be hosting, and we have some other speakers who are going to be giving away, athlete of the year, a retired athlete of the year, and the social impact, all to do with entrepreneurism. And so, I go back, I feel like a lot, 10 years ago, a lot of athletes really wanted to be rappers. And now, everyone wants to be an entrepreneur. It's become really cool with the, everyone saw what happened with Beats by Dre and all the things that are happening with her athletes off the field. It's really cool to watch the growth of guys wanting to really grow their portfolio while they're working. So, we're super excited about this. The entire Vayner Sports team will be on site from Thursday all the way to Monday. The Gary Vee show will be in full effect. You guys, I'm sure, will be, getting a lot of behind the scenes footage. So
yeah,
it's going to be really awesome. And, we're looking forward to it and all that's kind of to come, just a lot of energy from our side.
What's it like working with Gary V, with Gary Vaynerchuk? Because I follow him on social media and his podcast, and I've heard him on different podcasts before. I'll feel good one day and I'll go to Instagram and he pops up in my feed, and then I'll just be like, wow, I haven't done anything today. What's it like actually working with him? Is he always on like that? Or are there times where you're just like, okay, good, now I can just have a moment? What is it like?
It is absolutely like you think it would be. What you see is what you get. That was one of my greatest questions kind of joining the company and becoming a partner in it, is, what was it going to be like to work with Gary? The guy is relentless. He's dedicated. He gives everything he's got. He's exactly what you see in social media and the content. There's no behind the curtain situation where he changes. Like, he gives it all every single day. There's high expectations. I think that drips down in our company. The speed at which we move compared to other sports agencies, like, you can't even compete. You can't compare it. And that probably comes from top down. But, he's always there, willing to listen. He's always told me the squeaky wheel gets the grease, right? So if you need something from him, he's there for you. And if it's high priority, you got to push. But, man, he loves what we're doing at Vayner Sports so much. I think, both him and his brother AJ are natural competitors, as am I. And I think this challenge of kind of going into this industry and trying to disrupt it and really kind of put pressure on it is what, he loves so much. So as you guys have probably seen over the past 2 months, he's really turned the juice on and given a lot of time and attention and focus on Vayner Sports, because, you know, we've kind of went out there. You know, last year we had about 5 to 6 veterans flip over to us, including, you know, Braxton Miller, the Houston Texans. And now, you know, we went and delivered on this 8-person draft class that we're super excited about. And so, you know, man, now it's just push. But Gary Vee is the real deal. You know, he's super genuine, wants to help everyone. You know, 1 minute he'll be meeting with a CEO, and the next minute he'll literally stop and, you know, spend 15 minutes with a homeless person on the side of the street. And
that's awesome.
I think that's what makes him him.
All right, Justin, we appreciate it, man. Thank you so much. Congratulations on this class. And we'll be checking in with you as we near the combine, after the combine, and see how the guys are doing and some of the challenges and wins for your agency. Nice talking to you, and don't be a stranger on the show, all right?
I appreciate you guys. Have a good one.
All right. That's Justin Giangrande of Vayner Sports. And, man, sports agency field, like, it's so glamorized now because of shows like Ballers. And, you know, like, that's always been the case. You're like, yeah, sports agent, oh, they're ripping it. But now it's different, man. The needs have changed for the clients. So it's, I can't even imagine what it's like. And I think Justin, at some point, he said he's going to be in Houston. We'll have like an hour with him.
That's cool.
And we can mess with him, you know, just mess around with him and tell him, you know, ask him dumb questions like we do. But that was cool. That was fun talking to him.